car bombs and shootings make Dagestan the leader in political violence in Russia's troubled Northern Caucasus. But after Dagestan became known as the home of the suspected Boston Marathon bombers, Moscow started to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics. Looking to the long term, the Kremlin believes tourism offers a way out for the impoverished region. The potential is clear here in Derbent, Russia's oldest and southernmost city. For over 1,500 years, the Derbent Fortress controlled a narrow strip of land between the eastern edge of the Caucasus and the Caspian Sea. Shahmarda Mardonov works in the fruit market below the fortress.
The people that live in Derbent are really proud of our fortress, and we are waiting for tourists. Bring on the tourists. We're all for it.
Mardonov and others remember the Soviet days, when a 250,000 tourists came here every year. Later, the fortress became a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Despite this, there are few tourists today. Abbasu Shakalar Sanya is a taxi driver here.
I said to my friends in Moscow to come down and see the sea and the fortress. They said, no, they will shoot and kill us. Have you heard anything like that here? No, it doesn't happen here. We are friendly people. We love guests and tourists.
The Juma Mosque stands a few blocks from the fortress. Built in 734, it is the oldest mosque in Russia. The mosque and the fortress are centerpieces of a project to bring 1 million tourists a year by the end of the decade. Iman Yeraliev is mayor of Derbent.
We want to make friends and live peacefully. We want to develop our city. We want to have one brotherhood of the people in Dagestan.
In today's Dagestan, the violence often seems endless. But it's just a moment in time compared to the walls of the Derbent Fortress. Over the centuries, the fort changed hands from Persians to Arabs to Armenians to Mongols to Turks until finally falling to the Russians in 1813, 200 years ago. James Brook, Derbent, Dagestan, Russia. Started to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Mahachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics in order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Makhachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics in order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Makhachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics in order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Makhachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics in order to take action. Last week, in a surprise move, a military helicopter took to prison one man seen here as an untouchable warlord, the mayor of Dagestan's capital, Makhachkala. The Kremlin wants to pacify the Caucasus before next February's Winter Olympics.